Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from Wreck My Podcast, Joe.
What's up?
Yo, yo, yo.
How's everybody doing?
We good, I think. Is it okay, question for you. Is it a California thing? Because I know when Cam was on here, I'm not saying you have to just say hi, but when he was on here, every time I introduced him, he would have like something to say.
Maybe it is. I've never noticed that, but
again, it's not a bad thing. I'm not trying to say don't do that. It's just I just had to laugh because with both you and Cam, they did that, and with Jordan, I hadn't had this format out yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just found it funny.
It may be. I don't know. Like when we get introduced on ours, we say something so people can kind of get used to our voice.
Yes.
Or different things like that.
Which that's kind of why I started doing the this part was from you guys introducing everybody on the table again. Because
yeah,
before
definitely.
it was just, all right, let's go back. We start out this issue with doing this. And if you're only jumping in on one issue, like in the middle, you don't know who's there.
Yeah, so. You don't know who's who, whose voice is what.
Exactly.
It makes sense.
But, all right, back to this. We are on the second issue of this Iron Man story arc, issue number 25. And if you'd like to listen to our previous coverage, you can check out our last issue, or last episode, as well as episodes 50 through 56.
Nice.
And so we start out this one. This doomed land, this dying sea. And it's very like a very movie moment. First page here, with Iron Man holding a woman, like as she's
dead.
Yeah, it looks like she's dead or dying.
No,
or
she's dead.
He says say she's dead.
She's dead, killed by the very atmosphere of our own Earth.
And he's basically talking about pollution.
And scene.
Call in Aquaman.
Nope, Submariner. Different world.
Yep.
Ironically,
comics.
Submariner is in this issue. We find out with the very first cover, but so that's not really a big surprise. But
thanks
what Tony is doing
Damn.
Is
said thanks for ruining the surprise. Damn.
It's on the cover,
dude. They didn't see the cover.
Anyway,
would you quit?
I gotta deal with this every
single
week.
Would you quit getting side-railed and just continue on with the story?
So the whole reason for that giant theatrics is Tony is addressing these.
It's basically
other
a bunch
millionaire
of
investors.
Yeah, it's a bunch of rich bitches, tycoons, and such.
He's
trying to explain to them that, you know, hey, if we don't change what we're doing, hey, and this is a big hint to you rich fuckers out there today, if we don't change what we're doing, we literally are going to destroy our world.
Honestly, I don't think I have any rich
people
listening.
Rich people
if
don't
you guys
listen to us.
Do, thank you. I wouldn't say no to like a couple thousand dollars to up our equipment. Be great. Please.
But anyways, so Tony's sitting there and he's like, you know, look, guys, he's like, we really do need to start changing things. And they're like, well, you know, if we change things, we just won't have as much money as we have. And then what are we going to sleep on? And what are we going to dive into inside of our big silo?
I mean, they don't go that far. They basically say that, unlike you, we don't have personal bodyguards. We can't afford to just do all this. And then Tony goes into this diatribe of what happened a few days earlier. And we basically get the backstory here. It's a nice little flashback. We see the Submariner, Namor, and he is swimming through the ocean, and he comes across all these dead fish at the bottom of the sea, which I found funny because shouldn't they be at the top floating?
Nah, because this was really heavy.
Oh, okay.
He even says, what new evil is this?
And it he follows the
well. He finds this pipe that's spewing out this toxic, you know, shit that's poisoning all the fish, and he's like, "This shall not be."
He knocks a conveniently placed like rock
formation.
Yeah, right over top of
which cramps the pipe and it keeps it from spewing forth any more poison.
So he knocks that on top of him. And then he follows the tube back to the mainland.
Yeah, he's like, but that's not enough. Now I'm going to go fuck up the people that started this shit to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we see him zooming through the water towards his destination. Well, yeah, no, and then it comes over to...
We go back to Tony, and he's meeting up with, was it Blaine Ordway? He is the head of this new project that Tony has going on in the Meridian Island. And apparently it's a solar... solar energy project
What they were doing was they actually it was a manufacturing plant of some sort, but then this guy was trying to get it to run all off of solar power.
Mm.
And so he's got this big solar power generator battery thing in the middle of the facility. And Tony's like, you know, how the hell did you end up doing this? And he's like, oh, you know, I just cut costs here and there. I was saving up money to do this so that, you know, I could really get out there and show you what I could do.
Yeah. Which starts to cause problems because almost immediately, as soon as Blaine says that he was shortcutting for the special project, I can't remember her name, his wife? Oh, yeah. June Duncan comes rushing in saying that we have a backup with one of the pipes. And there's a problem. So they go rushing off, and then they start having all this poisonous
fumes
come at them. And that's when the Submariner pops up and starts destroying everything left and right. Which,
he's like, listen here, air breathers, you all fucking suck. Suck on this. And then he bracow right through the wall.
Yeah.
I'll say the last time we
saw...
Yeah. The last time we saw Submariner... was in an Avengers comic, and I don't think he flew there. I don't recall, but I also don't recall the Submariner ever being able to fly.
I have no idea. Submariner's not really somebody I follow.
Yeah, same. I actually thought about covering a couple of his issues.
Maybe we should, just so we understand.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do those next. We'll see. That'll be next year. The rest of this year is pretty much taken.
Yep.
But what that did was provide Tony with enough of a distraction to go rush off and change into Iron Man.
Basically, he's pulling a Superman.
Ultimately. And then he comes back around and is like...
All right, real quick, though, before we go, this picture in the middle of him holding the mask, does that not look like the mask from The Mask except yellow?
Kind of. It totally does. I was thinking that, too.
But as he pulls it out from his attache case, yeah.
Attaché.
Attaché.
It's his Attache case. It's like a Comanche case.
I brought this up last time. I find it hilarious that he ultimately prints out a mask and then pastes it on his face.
Yeah.
Like, that's all he does. Anyway.
Anywho.
He goes flying to Namor and basically tells him to...
Who's just randomly beating the shit out of everything.
Well,
like,
he's mad.
He's like, fuck you, building. Bow. Fucking barrel. Bow.
He's super mad.
Fuck you, Iron Man's face. Balow.
Yeah. Before he gives Iron Man a nice punch to his face and basically stops him in his tracks. And they go back and forth. They're fighting. Like, that's a given. Submariner takes him down into the ocean where obviously he's got the upper hand because the ocean gives him strength. Powers.
Yeah. It's his element.
Submariner is just destroying Iron Man. He actually rips up part of the pipe that is dumping all these fumes and all of these, all this toxic sludge into the ocean and is attacking Iron Man with it.
Yeah.
At this point, Tony realizes that what's the guy's name? Blaine. What Blaine was doing was...
Tony made specific filters and stuff so that the pollution didn't get this bad. Like, it was supposed to have... what did he call them?
Filtration units.
Yeah, the filtration units.
Mm-hmm.
And when we find out that Blaine was cutting all these corners by, you know, making things, you know, more hazardous to the environment.
All I can think of is there's a American Dad episode where Roger goes into business with Steve to make these birdhouses. And one of the birdhouses falls apart. And Steve's just like, these aren't the right screws. These are whatever screws and not the wood screws that I need. And confronts Roger. And Roger's like, yeah, I've just been skimming money off the top. It's like, okay. It was great because they had this whole, if you either one of you have seen American Dad, they go into this, like, the birds family, like, having a big old scene. And, like, Dad comes home from a long day at work and says, hot, you know, kisses the mama birds on the cheek and all that, and kisses the eggs, and the house starts falling apart, and this big dramatic scene, and then it pans out, and the house itself just kind of crumbles. It's great.
But anyway, so Namor here makes this whirlwind, and Tony's like, oh, I've seen him use this before. I know exactly how to stop this. I'm going to turn it all into steam.
Now, here's a question. They're still on the ground. They're still in the water, right?
Correct.
When do they get out of the water?
Right here when Tony grabs a hold of him and flies out.
Yeah, it's that bottom right one.
Is it? Because
See, what's happening?
Pretty sure, like, right here, they're out of the water. The two panels over.
No. That's the steam where Tony had.
Get steam underwater?
No, listen, hear me out. The whirlwind, okay.
Thank you. I see that. I see your face.
No, this is comic book logic.
Okay.
The whirlwind that he made under the water pulled air into the opening right there. In which case, it was the reason why Tony was able to make it steam.
I'd buy that.
Okay.
I'd buy that.
Comic book logic. We'll go with that.
Isn't that what we always have to fight against?
Yeah, we kind of have to. Either way, Tony gets him out of the water in the air, and before he, Submariner can get back into the water, his
power's back.
Tony takes him to this, I think, like either an oil rig or.
Yeah.
I don't know. He takes this steel beam and wraps it around Namor, which I didn't know Iron Man could bend.
Iron.
A steel beam.
Oh, yeah, well, he's super tough.
I guess.
And then, you know, Namor's like, oh, if only I had a drop of water, I'd get out of this.
Kind of. We go back to the plant, and the fog is getting a lot worse.
And this Blaine dude's like, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we just need to get our rebreathers or our
respirators.
Yeah, respirators.
And then the dude's like, dude, we've already handed out all the respirators because everybody's having this problem, not just us three, dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, well, we'll be fine. The oxygen in the air will take care of it. And then they're like, there is no oxygen in the air. And he's like, what are you talking about? Everybody's fine. And then Janet Duquesne.
June
Duquesne.
Duncan, shut up. Fucker.
Passes out. And he's like, oh, I guess this really is an issue.
But he's still also, like, his reputation is on the line, well, so he doesn't want to.
He tells Iron Man, he's like, it's going to be fine. He's like, all the oxygen in the air is going to dissipate this mist in no time. And then Iron Man's like, dumbass, you cut down all the trees. There's literally nothing here to disperse it. And then your stupid fucking solar power.
Filtration thing.
Yeah, because you cut corners on the filtration units. This is why it's backing up. This is why there's a problem.
And he's like, and then you, with your water or your solar power generator, he's like, it's causing so much heat that it's making it worse.
Mm-hmm. So Iron Man grabs Namor while he's still wrapped up, and then just throws him back in the water. He basically just gives him enough time to
regenerate his powers.
Out. He throws him in the water so that when he does break out, Iron Man will be at the solar
distillery
thing, destroying it, and not having to deal with Namor. And then Namor might actually see what's going on and help him out instead of attacking just randomly.
Except for the fact that Tony runs out of oxygen right here and just fucking twangs right into the side of the dome.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't work out so well. But it did cause Namor to see what Iron Man was doing and was like, okay, cool, you're actually trying to help me, let's figure something out.
Did we just become best friends?
Yeah, kind of.
That's exactly what it was.
So they end up.
Namor flies him out to this little rock outside of the pollution area, so he can, you know, catch his breath and stuff. Mm-hmm.
They figured that
if we pick up this rock,
well, they need a storm to burst through and take care of all the fog.
Yeah,
but there's obviously no storm around, and they're both not strong enough to disperse the fog. So yeah, they're gonna try and cause like a tidal wave, and so they take up this peninsula. I don't know the fuck.
It's a giant big stone thing. Out in the middle of the. It's like a miniature island almost. Yeah.
And then they fly it up in the air, and then they drop it into the water, which causes a tidal wave.
Don't get me wrong, this would be cool as shit to see. Like
it kind of would be. Air. Yeah. and it does wipe out everything. It wipes out the whole station. Destroying practically everything. Blaine ends up dying. He apparently was didn't get to shelter before the gas got to him.
He tried to run in and stop the generator himself.
Oh, okay.
But as soon as he walked into the room, he passed the fuck out.
I do like that June is already up and going. Like, she didn't just pass out. But, you know, whatever.
The water was very refreshing as it lapped across her face. So then we go back to Tony in the boardroom. And he's like, you know, look. He's like, this is why we need to work together. We need to take care of these problems. And this one guy's like, sounds to me like you're just trying to scare us, Stark. It sounds like all this problem was caused by some crazy fish man. And he's like, yeah, if the Submariner hadn't jammed the pipeline. And then Tony's like, no, dumbass. He's like, if the pipeline wasn't there in the first place, the Submariner would have never had to have dealt with any of this shit.
Yeah, but none of them are having it. They're all like, you know, fuck you. That's your problem.
That's just not efficient for our costs, and we wouldn't make as much money. I mean, this is, you know, in 30 or 40 years, it's just going to figure itself out.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, fuckers? This is 30 or 40 years later from when this comic book was made.
And we're still having problems. We're
still having those problems. So you're wrong.
Wait, are you saying that the real world takes place in comic books? And they figure out a problem here, but they can't figure out what's going on now?
Well, actually, what I'm saying is, despite the fact that all of our scientific evidence inside of our comic books is illogical and fucked up, they're still closer to the pulse of what's really going on, you know, 50 years ago. These were in the 60s, weren't they?
Almost 70s.
50 fucking years ago, almost, they had a better finger on the pulse of what the hell is going on than all you motherfuckers in Washington do now. So, fuck you guys. But anyways,
thanks for getting super political,
huh? Hey, I didn't actually go with any party over another party. That's all fair. They're all stupid.
They are all. But I try to keep politics out of it.
There's no politics until you bring that shit into it.
Yeah, which is, like Emily would say, there's no politics in comics. She's being facetious, by the way.
Well, I'd hope so.
Because then she would say that and like stare down at me, like, "There's no politics in comics, Joe." Okay. Thanks. Sorry.
She's staring down because she's taller than we are.
I'm not arguing. but yeah, we end the issue with all of the shareholders just like, all right, Tony, fuck you. It's not our problem.
And then they walk out.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Joe, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about basically wherever comes to their head. You can find them on every major podcasting app as well as on YouTube. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Iron Man story.